Section 1. Listening Comprehension. In this section of the test, you will have an opportunity to demonstrate your ability to understand conversations and talks in English. Answer all the questions on the basis of what is stated or implied by the speakers in this test. Do not take notes or write in your test book at any time. Do not turn the pages until you are told to do so. You will hear short conversations between two people. After each conversation, you will hear a question about the conversation. The conversations and questions will not be repeated. After you hear a question, read the four possible answers in your test book and choose the best answer. Now we will begin Part A with the first conversation. Number 1.
Have you been to the new gym since it opened?
Are you kidding? Tomorrow's the deadline for my project.
What does the man imply? Number 2.
I'd like to borrow that book after you've finished it.
Sure, but I've promised it to Jane first.
What does the woman intend to do? Number 3.
I could really use more room. My apartment is so small, and there's no closet space.
You should see the apartments in my building. You know, one of my neighbors is moving out. Come by and I'll bring you to his place.
What does the man imply? Number 4.
The forecast calls for heavy snow again tonight. Aren't you glad we'll be getting away from this for a week?
I sure am, but let's call tomorrow morning before we leave for the airport to make sure our flight hasn't been delayed or canceled.
What does the woman suggest they do? Number 5.
Has anyone turned in a brown leather wallet? Mine seems to be lost, and it has my driver's license in it, and also some family pictures that are pretty important to me.
Oh, I think one like that was brought in this morning. Wait here just a minute, please.
What will the woman probably do? Number 6.
I'd like you to come with me to the opening of the photography exhibit.
I'm exhausted. You'll have to manage without me tonight.
What will the woman probably do? Number 7.
Guess what I just heard? Dave's selling that car of his that you like so much.
Oh, wow. I'll bet it's expensive, but it couldn't hurt to check it out.
What will the man probably do? Number 8.
I have an idea for a special issue of the school newspaper. Do you have time to discuss it?
My class is over at 1, but I'm free after that.
What does the man mean? Number 9.
Did you return that book to the library for me? I don't want to pay a fine.
Don't worry about it. I took care of it.
What does the man mean? Number 10.
I'm really sorry I missed the pop art exhibit at the museum.
You might try to catch it when it opens in New York next month.
What does the woman suggest the man do? Number 11.
Wasn't there once a bakery here?
Yes, but it went out of business last year.
What does the woman mean? Number 12.
Oh, I'm so sorry. You must let me pay to have your jacket cleaned.
That's all right. It could happen to anyone, and I'm sure that orange juice doesn't stain.
What can be inferred about the woman? Number 13.
What are your new blue jeans like?
Oh, they're pretty much like the other ones, except with a larger waist. I guess I don't have much time to exercise these days.
What can be inferred about the man? Number 14.
If you're trying to fit this bookcase in here, you'll have to turn your desk sideways.
I guess you're right, but I hate to lose the view I have from my window.
What are the women doing? Number 15.
Did you hear there's some new kind of cable television system that'll allow you to get 500 channels?
Yeah, but I have a hunch we'll have nothing to watch that's different from what we have now.
What can be inferred from the man's reaction to the new television system? Number 16.
I hope you remembered to pick up my clothes from the cleaners.
I couldn't go because the car wouldn't start.
What does the man mean? Number 17.
I must have told Mike 5 times not to forget the meeting, and he still missed it.
Well, you know Mike. Everything's in one ear and out the other.
What can be inferred about Mike? Number 18.
Have you seen John since he started wearing contact lenses?
I almost didn't recognize him at first.
What does the woman mean? Number 19.
I still don't feel well. I don't know what I'm going to do.
I think the health center's open late tonight.
What does the man imply the woman should do? Number 20.
Say, Richard, if you like antique cars, we've got an extra ticket for the auto show on Saturday. Care to join us?
Gee, how could I turn down an offer like that?
What does the man mean? Go on to the next page. Number 21.
That new soap I've been using lately smells nice, but it dries my skin out.
It's probably all those harsh chemicals. You should try the kind I use. It's all natural.
What does the man suggest the woman do? Number 22.
That bread I bought yesterday isn't in the kitchen. Someone must have eaten it.
Look on top of the refrigerator.
What does the woman imply? Number 23.
Can you believe this great gift Sharon sent you?
I know. She really has a heart of gold.
What can be inferred about Sharon? Number 24.
I heard you auditioned for the chorus. How'd it go?
Oh, well, the director has pretty high standards. I guess I just didn't measure up.
What can be inferred about the man? Number 25.
The weather is certainly unusual for this time of year.
Yeah, so warm and humid.
What does the man imply? Number 26.
Basketball practice doesn't take a lot of time, does it?
Only every spare minute.
What does the man imply about basketball practice? Number 27.
What are you doing here? You're not in the film class.
I changed my schedule. Movies are a good change of pace from all these chemistry experiments.
What does the man mean? Number 28.
Waiting in line to copy just one page of an article wastes so much time.
Have you ever tried the photocopier on the third floor of the library? I don't think as many people know about it.
What does the man suggest that the woman do? Number 29.
With all of these typos in this resume, you're not going to make a very good impression.
Good thing it's on the word processor.
What will the man probably do? Number 30.
I have 2 exams and 3 papers to get done in the next couple of days.
How'd you get so backed up?
What does the woman imply about the man?
Go on to the next page. Now we will begin Part B with the first conversation. Questions 31 through 34. Listen to a conversation between a patient and an oral surgeon.
Mr. Novak, I believe it would be best to extract all 4 of your molars.
Oh, can all 4 be taken out at the same time?
Yes, if that's the way you'd like it.
How long will it take?
We'll need to anesthetize you, of course. The procedure will take around 1 hour, but then you'll need some time to wake up in the recovery room. 2 or 3 hours altogether.
Oh.
You'll You'll be sleepy for several hours afterward, and you'll need someone to drive you home.
I guess my roommate can do that.
Good. Do you have any more questions?
Will there be any pain?
Not much. I'll write a prescription, and you can have it filled on the way home after the surgery.
That's good to know. It will be a relief to have these wisdom teeth out.
That's what people usually say. Now, if you'll just make an appointment with the nurse, we'll be able to take care of those teeth.
Thank you, Doctor.
Number 31. What is the main subject of this conversation? Number 32. According to the doctor, what will the surgery involve? Number 33. Why must someone drive the patient home? Number 34. How does the man feel about the surgery? Questions 35 through 38. Listen to a conversation on a bus.
That backpack looks heavy. Here, let me help you.
Thank you.
Have you been hiking?
Not exactly. I'm just moving to town. I start college tomorrow.
Oh, really? You travel light.
My parents are bringing the rest of my things this weekend. I had to pack quickly because I just got the acceptance letter from college 2 days ago. I registered by telephone and now, well, here I am. I'm staying with my cousin until I can find an apartment.
Which college are you going to?
Central City College.
No kidding. That's where I go. What are you studying?
Math, accounting, and psychology. What about you?
Business, mostly marketing this quarter. But I have to take psychology too, and I'm actually looking forward to that. I heard the instructor is fabulous, Dr. Robinson. He's an expert in organizational psychology.
Did you say Dr. Robinson? I think that's who I have for psychology.
Maybe you'll be in my class.
Wouldn't that be a coincidence? Oh, if this is Broad Street, I get off here.
It was nice to meet you. Maybe I'll see you at school.
Number 35. What are the people mainly discussing? Number 36. Why is the woman traveling with a backpack? Number 37. What can be inferred about the man? Number 38. What do these two people have in common? This is the end of Part B. Go on to the next page.